Good afternoon. This is Regina Klimovsky, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care and Recorded Line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Walter Johnson. First, I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
Is this a scam or is this for real?
No, sir. This is not a scam. No. I understand you wanted to learn more about the 2026 Medicare plans available in your area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. So let's go ahead and start with your zip code.
301-306.
Okay, thank you so much. And is that Cobb or Douglas County?
Cobb.
Cobb, okay, thank you. Now, before we begin, Medicare just requires that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 39 products in your area there. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. Now, Medicare does also require that I ask you here, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay, very good. And is it safe to assume you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, maybe a social worker, help you out with that?
I make my own, I make my decision.
Okay, very good. Perfect. Now, as far as the additional benefits go, I just want to ask, is there anything specific that you were looking to make sure is included in your plan? For example, did you need any additional dental or vision benefits, or maybe an increase on the over-the-counter card? Or we can kind of take a look at everything and see what's available.
I'm more interested in dental and food assistance.
Okay, perfect. I'll be more than happy to look into that for you, dental and the food. Now, do you receive the Medicaid through the state of Georgia there in addition to Medicare, or is it just Medicare you have?
Just Medicare.
Okay. All right. Great. Not a problem. Okay. So the first thing we need to do, sir, is what's called to determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can get it.
Okay. Yeah. If you can go ahead and grab it, I'll be more than happy to wait. Take your time.
Okay. Hang on.
Thank you.
One second, man.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, what you need, the number?
Yeah, it's a combination of numbers and letters right underneath your name there.
Okay, 7,
mm-hmm.
WG5, Edward Queen 3,
mm-hmm.
Kathy Edward 87.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's what I was just about to ask. Okay, and so do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, I got you up here, Mr. Walter Johnson. And I just want to confirm you're still over at 5915 Water Oaks Drive in Estelle, Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. Okay, Mr. Walton, I do see here you've been on the same plan since September of 2025. Let me pull that up for you here. You got your Medicare, looks like, in 2008. All right, and you're with Clover. Okay, let's see what we can do here as far as the additional benefits go for you for that dental and the food card. All right, give me one moment here. So I'm going to plug everything in and see what what comes up. Now, I do also want to ask, how often do you go see your primary care doctor, Walter?
Probably once every 3 months.
Okay, so that's pretty regular. And what's his or her name?
I have other doctors that I go to, though.
Okay, all right, very good. Do you have a name of them, the name of those doctors?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's get a list of those doctors here and see. Okay. Let me see if I can pull them up on my end as well. Sometimes we have them in the system. So bear with me one moment. Okay. All right. I do see a couple of doctors here. And that one, Dr. William Kriegel, located at 3020 Paces Mill Drive. Is that your primary care doctor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. And then another doctor I see is the pulmonology, Dr. Stephen Harris. Do you still go see him?
Yes, and Megan Gass.
And what was that?
Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N.
Okay, and Megan Gaskin. Let me add her on here. I don't think I see her here. And is she a pulmonologist as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see. And she's also on Medical Park Drive, I see, correct?
Right.
Okay, very good. And then I see for neurology, Dr. Mina Kurlos. I don't know if I say that correctly.
Kurlos, yes.
Kurlos. Okay, so you still go see her. All right, very good. And then I see another... Oh, it's a him. Okay, Mena. Okay, thank you for that. Alrighty. And then I see a Dr. Okoro. Do you still go
right.
see him? Okay, perfect. And then a Dr. Oh, that's a her. Okay, Ngozi. And then I see a Dr. David Quinn for the gastro.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then Piedmont Hospital on Peachtree Road. Okay, perfect. Any other doctors or specialists? That you go see that I didn't mention? All right, very good.
No.
And then do you by any chance have a list of your medications there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I do see a list here as well. We can verify it that way just to make sure. Okay. And you don't get any kind of extra help for your prescription. So I see that extra help ended in 2019. Okay. All right, Ms. Walter, give me one moment here. Let me pull everything up. Now, before I can discuss any of the details here with the plans, I do just have to read you a quick disclaimer, which states that Medicare requires, I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And Mr. Walter, do I have your permission to proceed with the plan details in your area here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. And what pharmacy do you normally go to?
You have Thomas Drugs.
All right, let me add them on here. Thomas Drugs. Okay. And I see so far 8 medications listed here. I'm just going to read them off to you just to confirm whether or not you're still taking those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see the albuterol sulfate. That's the inhaler. Are you still taking
yes.
that? Okay. Very good.
Yes.
And then the Eliquis 5 milligrams.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. There's the hydrochlorothiazide tablet, 50 mg. Are you still taking that?
Yes.
Okay. And then the 1,000 milligrams of the metformin, and that's twice a day, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next one that I see here is the metoclopramide. Metoclopramide. Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay. And that's 10 milligrams. And then after that, I see the potassium chloride extended release, the 20 MEQ. Yes. Okay. And then the next one is the Tamsulosin. It's a capsule.
Yes.
It says 0.4. Okay. And then the last one is the inhaler, the Trilogy Ellipta.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Any other medications that,
That's enough.
Okay. They're doing good. How's the Trilogy? Have you been on that for a while?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know that's usually an expensive inhaler, but I know it works great.
Very, very expensive.
Yes. All right. So how much are you currently paying for that inhaler when you go fill it at the pharmacy?
$47. Which is not too bad.
Right. Did you go through, did the first month, well, that's actually still in January, so there's no deductible there. Okay. Yeah, most of, with any of the plans out, that's typically what it costs is the $47 for that. All right. Let me go ahead and see here. Okay. And then when you go see your primary care doctor, do you have a $0 copay, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right. So let's see what we can do for the dental plan. There is a plan that's coming up here, and based on the medications and the doctors, so the system, you know, lets me know what would be the most cost-effective plan, you know, taking into consideration that your doctors are network and your medications are you know, like I said, the most cost effective. So there is something that's coming up. It's with Humana. And when you go see your primary care doctor, that's still $0. And when you go see any specialist, it only has a $10 copay. Now,
right.
For the dental, they're giving you $2,500 for the dental benefit, which is very nice. You can
use
that.
Okay, that's with Clover Health?
No, that's with Humana.
I'm not with Humana.
No, I understand. I was letting you know what's available to you. Let me pull up your current plan, because I noticed you hadn't made any changes for the open enrollment season. So I'm just going to do a quick comparison just to make sure, because these plans do change every year. So let me take a look at the current plan. Did Clover send you something out in the mail letting you know how the plan will be changing for 2026?
Yes, but I didn't read it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know. It's usually a lot of information.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up just to make sure the copays have not, you know, gone up too much. All right, I'm just trying to look for it here because it's not coming up on my end. Okay. I'm looking for the dental services. So it looks like with the Clover, they're not giving you a set amount for the dental. It just says that it's covered to go, you know, to get your cleanings, your x-rays, and things like that. Let me see if I can find anything else. But, yeah, they're not giving you a set amount. If you have any kind of major dental work done, I don't see a set amount that they're offering. So with this Humana, it'll cover you the same as far as your medications and your doctors, and then it gives you $2,500 for the dental that you can use.
Okay.
Let's see here. Yes,
what
and
about
we can go ahead.
Dentures?
For dentures, so you can use that whole amount, that $2,500, you can use that towards a pair of dentures. Let me see if I can find out the exact cost of them. Bear with me one moment. Okay. And sometimes they're even dentures. Do you need a partial or a full denture?
Full.
Full, okay. Now here, when I pull up the benefit details, it says $0 copay for any, and I'm going to read to you exactly the way it says it here. It says $0 copay for bridge re-cementation, for any complete dentures, crown re-cementation, or partial dentures. You get one every 5 years. So it looks like it's a $0 copay. I'm sure that it doesn't have a set amount, but it says it's a $0 copay. As long as you go to one of the dentists there that you're going to pick out when you get all your plan documents, the dentures are covered with this plan, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. And then your medications, it looks like for the all of the medications are covered. Let me just make sure here. And they are primarily when you go to the, what was it, the Thompson's Pharmacy?
Thomas.
Okay, for the Thomas Drugs, yes. It's $0 for the hydrochlorothiazide, the metformin zero, the metoclopride. I'm not saying that correctly. No, that's zero. It says the potassium chloride tablet is $5. The albuterol is $47. And then the Eliquis, the first month, because it falls into the deductible, it has a higher amount. But after that, it's $47, as well as the Trilogy, the Ellipta. The first month, it's $81 for the Trilogy. And then after that, it's $47 every month.
Okay, so what about the first month for the Eliquis?
The first month for the Eliquis, let me pull that back up. It's $249 because you're in that deductible phase. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's in that deductible phase. But after that, it is covered at $47. Have you tried, when you go to the pharmacy, have they tried to find like a GoodRx coupon or anything like that for that? For any of those prescriptions
no.
for you? No? Okay, so yeah. Next time, when you go to the pharmacy, ask the pharmacist or the cashier there to ask them to see if there's any kind of coupons or especially through GoodRx for some of these medications that you're paying these copays for, because you never know. It could be available, you know. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, and again, based on everything, so all of your doctors are showing in network, which is great. And again, still $10 copay for that. And then let me let you know what that over-the-counter benefit will be as well. Give me one moment. So you also get an over-the-counter benefit. So that gives you $50 every, it's a quarterly benefit that you get to use that $50 for any over-the-counter items, you know, your vitamins, first aid products, and things like that. Stay with me. I'm going to check on something else for you here. Let me see if there is.
What about groceries?
For the groceries, I'm going to check on that right now with me, because there might be something else that does offer the grocery benefit. But I want you to keep in mind, usually when they give you a benefit, like for the groceries, and then they typically increase the copays for on your doctors, for example, you know, for the doctors or the prescription. So it's a give and take with some of the plans. So there is a plan available in your area that does offer the grocery benefit. Let me pull it up for you. All right. So one plan is offering a $25 grocery benefit, and the other one has a $30 monthly benefit for the groceries. However, with those plans, the copay for the specialist is $45. So then, you know, one of them is $45 and one of them is $50.
I might as well keep what I got.
Yes, for this... or this plan with the Humana, that's going to give you a higher dental benefit. So it's very similar to what you currently have, but you get that $2,500 for the dental, so you can get your dentures done.
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'll just hang on to what I got for right now.
Okay. May I ask what the reason for that is? I mean, with the Humana, you do get that dental benefit, like I said, that you're not getting right now. Everything else, it looks
no,
like
it's... No, I just keep what I got. Thank you.
Okay.